Player 2 has joined the game.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 349 of the Two-Player Co-op Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts here, Kevin, along with my brother from my mother, Shawn.
How we be bopping and scatting?
All over the place. If this is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to us, this is the Two-Player Co-op Podcast, where just about every week, two brothers get together to tell you everything you need to know about in the world of video games. If you like that, make sure to like the video, subscribe, share it with your friends, family, and everyone in betwixt. If you really like us, you can go to patreon.com/two-player-co-op. Where we got a lot of different benefits, but the most popular tier is the $5 tier, which lets you watch us record the podcast live on YouTube as we are doing right now. If you miss it, you also get the podcast one day early on YouTube before it goes live for everybody, and you get a bonus episode every month, which we're about to record right after this. Some of our patrons deserve a deserve a shout out, just like the man with a bar named after him. Our patron saint, Mr. John Tingley, as well as our affiliates, Derek Bamford, James Solar. Make sure you check out James Games and more on YouTube. Sarah Solar and Mom. I thought about it that time. As well as our producers, Steve Appleton, Aunt Sue, Dustin Downs, and Chris Peralta. Make sure you check out PS Rewind on YouTube as well. If you like cool t-shirts and the like, you can go to teespring.com/stores/two-player-co-op. What?
Yeah, every time I do this, I see you just go, what?
Have you ever hit a drink doing that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, Tim. Sean? What's going on?
Not much. Whoa, what you got there, Kevin?
I got me finally. I was sick of Sean having two.
Two?
And me not having one. Do you regret getting the new one?
Nah.
I mean, it's like, I do you regret PSVR 2? Nah.
If anything, I kind of wish I would have gotten that instead of
the Big Eagle?
Yeah, whatever that one. Yeah. Is that what they call it? Big Eagle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Attitude Era Championship. But yeah. Colloquially, it's the Big Eagle. Because this is Winged Eagle, and that's the Big Eagle. Although, I mean,
this is pretty big.
This is pretty big. Like I said, when I got it, I was like, man, I thought it was smaller than this. But I love it. I had to get it. It was on sale.
What do you do it like when you're, do you just like lay it somewhere?
It's just been laying need, all like, over the house.
You need to like,
or I've been walking, it? I've been walking around with it a lot.
To the grocery store.
Yeah, I should. Oh my God, that would be amazing. Did you hear back about SmackDown? Did Brittany hear back?
Oh, I bet she didn't even ask. I'll ask her.
What I'm going to do is take this down. I'm going to put it here. And then I'm going to move the packy chip up here. Because I think that'll still show up. But you won't get the full Monty of the title if it's up there. Unless we angle it up a little bit.
Yeah, it's got to be the entire Monty.
So where did you buy your holder thing?
I made it.
The wooden one? Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to do the same. I'm just putting two hooks right there. I spent so much time looking at Etsy and like Google and like everything trying to find that.
I'm proud of how it turned out, but it was a pain in the butt. I bought like the plaque, right? Whatever you want to call it, like the shape from like
put the hooks.
Hobby Lobby, one of those kinds of places, stained it, and then yeah, just bought some little, I don't even remember what I ended up using. I don't know if I bought anything. I think I made it out of just random pieces of hardware that I had in the garage with like a whole bunch of like, I remember I've got washers stacked up like that far to, I don't know. When you see it without the belt on it, it kind of looks like garbage, but the belt covers all the,
I'm just going to get a couple of big like garage hooks that are black and just put them there. So hopefully you won't notice them that much. Cause it'll go like,
and put it like this or put it like,
fold it like,
yeah, this. Yeah. Okay.
Like that. Oh yeah, that's sweet.
That's sweet.
Well, that's sweet right there. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there.
Yeah, but
who says that?
I didn't hear what you said.
I don't care who you are. That's funny right there. He says it after like every joke he tells. I don't care who you are. That's funny right there.
Is it like Larry the Cable Guy or something?
Yeah, get her done. So Sean.
Yes.
Other than me being a champion, we have some important news coming up.
Yes.
That's not at all what I'm trying to say. Obviously, as I said, this is episode 349. I almost said 390. Way off. So 350 is next week, depending on how much news we have. But as we did for the last milestone, or 300, I don't know that we're just going to do a live podcast because we're running out of like big ideas. Like we did our top 50
games.
Yeah,
what's the big idea?
And then we did our top 75 and like we did all that kind of stuff. So we were thinking we want to celebrate like we did last time, which is just to hang out, stream some games, have some fun, and go from there.
Yeesh.
Sean had a good idea, I think. I think you came up with it. So we're going to have a wheel. Now, if you have... We're going to have a digital wheel.
Digital.
Yeah. Now, that would be cool if I could overlay it right there and then just do this and somehow it go... I'm not going to do it. But we're going to have a wheel. We don't know all the details yet, but it'll be like try to beat a level in Mario blindfolded. It'll be like...
We started having it be like Mario focused, yeah, probably like Mario Maker focused. But now we're talking, I don't know, maybe doing some other games like Street Fighter. But anyways, the whole thing is you spin the wheel to determine. It's not a versus thing. I think in general we're
just
cooperative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different ways to make the game harder. Playing with oven mitts, we talked. Sharing a controller where one person does directions, the other person does buttons.
Flip a controller upside down.
Yeah, play the controller upside down. The best one I'm looking forward to is playing with a shock collar, his dog's shock collar. I don't know, maybe on your wrist or something. I don't know. But that's one we struggled with because... rest of it, we're working cooperatively, so it can't be like, oh, you got the shot collar, zap, 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 zap. So we have to, like, randomize it. So the only thing I could think of is whoever got that punishment, we'll say, the other person just has, like, a die, maybe, and they roll it, and we can either say, depending on how often we want it to happen, every time you hit a specific number,
right,
or every time it's odd or even, or every time, you know, I don't know.
But what do we do? Like,
and every time that happens, zap, and then you roll. You just keep rolling, and it's, so it's just like,
and you just got to beat like one level in Mario, like
yeah, I think
one, or something.
The punishment, the condition, whatever, resets after every level. Or we could also do like Street Fighter, and it changes like every fight or something. And we try to, you know, can we beat? I mean, for Mario Maker, I'm thinking we do like the endless. Not easy, because that's crazy easy, but endless normal or medium, whatever they call it. And I don't know, see if we can beat 15 levels. I don't know what the goal would be. Street Fighter, can we beat the game? Maybe something like Contra, can we beat the game? Probably mostly like retro games that are relatively easy, but make them more difficult. So that's what we're thinking. We'll see where it ends up. If you got any ideas, comment below. Let us know.
Yes, let us know any ideas you have to go on the wheel. It's got to be fun, not too painful. I got to remember to charge the shock.
Charge the shock?
Set an alarm for 11 a.m. to charge the shock collar.
Shock collar. You want to be a baller?
Shock collar. 20-inch blade.
Deleted
your
what?
Why did you delete it? Why did you make my alarm and then delete it, Siri? You suck.
I deleted your...
So, yeah, so be on the lookout for that. We're not sure exactly. It'll probably be a Friday night. Probably be next Friday night, I would guess. But
next
we'll
Friday
see.
Night.
Is Brittany going out
like
of town?
Like this Friday night?
No. Okay, Mom. Next Friday. This Friday is 4 days away. Next Friday is 11 days away.
Okay, but then it would be 351.
Well, but it's not going to be episode 3. We're still going to do episode 350.
Oh, this
podcast.
Is just in celebration
just
of...
To celebrate 350 episodes.
So a week from Friday.
Because like 300, we just did a regular podcast, and then we did the celebration stream. Are you going to be gone? Oh, that's Final Fantasy VII
Rebirth.
I was going to
say, yeah. Are you going to be gone?
I don't know why I did that.
We'll
figure out.
Well, Rebirth is what, Thursday? Yeah. Or no, Wednesday.
Thursday. The 29th is a Thursday.
Is it?
Yeah. Valentine's was a Wednesday, so the 28th is a Wednesday, so the 29th is a Thursday.
Okay.
Did you ever play Final Fantasy?
No.
Broken?
Yeah, I don't know. Stay tuned. We'll do it when we do it.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Before we get into the rest of the stuff, I just wanted to regale you. I can't hold this during this moment, although I might. I'm going to try to hold it for the rest of the podcast.
But then you didn't.
After this.
Yeah.
Literally don't listen. I had some adventures this past week. Not in babysitting. That's for the old folks out there. I had some adventures in DualSense repair. And this one didn't go as well as the other one did. I was scared to death to do this. So basically, on my favorite blue controller, I had bad stick drift on the left stick. I opened it up. I read there's some things you can do. You can like move it over here and then move it over here and lift it up, push it down, try to clean stuff out. Or you can take it apart and kind of clean it off, do some canned air and stuff like that. And you can also buy a new stick. So the first thing I did was I spent $8 on a couple of new sticks. So this stick is actually not the original one. This is the new one. And there's a cool website you can go to. I think it's called like Gamepad Tester or something like that. You just plug in your controller to your computer. It registers it, and then it tells it. It lets you know. You can test all the buttons. If there's anything, so basically, like, you know if you've got drift or not, because either these are going to be on the screen, they're going to be stuck at 0-0 or 0-0-0. No, 0-0. Or this one was like, it was like minus one. It was like,
oh, you did it?
So I was like, oh, okay. So it is, I do have stick drift. I'm not imagining it. And it had been getting worse. So then I did the new stick. It didn't work. So luckily, I hadn't put it all the way back together. So I took it apart the rest of the way. And I was like, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to order a new stick module. Analog stick module. And I got that, $10. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to take the old one off. I'm going to put the new one on. The only problem is I didn't get to the part of the directions where it says, now get out your soldering iron. And I was like, oh, that's not happening because I don't have one.
I mean, I have one.
I mean, it's dead already, so I guess it couldn't really hurt. Well, I mean, it's not dead. It still works now, even though the battery is flipping and flopping.
Bebop.
It's scatting all over the place. So, I mean, we could try it, I guess. That'd make for a fun stream. Like, we could do a vlog like we did with the table.
Can you repair DualSense while wearing a shock collar?
On your arm, not on your neck. I can't remember if we said that. But I was proud of myself that I at least... Oh, what I was proud of myself for is the other one, my black DualSense that I love. I usually just... I've left it up here for like whenever we do Let's Plays on PlayStation. So it's just up here. I don't know why. But I left it over there on said air hockey table. And at some point my kid spilled a Coke on and around it. And the DualSense worked fine. Nothing was ruined. But the triangle button was like... So I took that apart. Got to the buttons, got the front of the face off, got the buttons out, cleaned them off, cleaned out everything that could touch that showed some Coke. And I fixed that and it works fine now. I will say the touchpad feels a little funny now, so I don't know if a little piece of something fell out, but it still works at least. But a little
piece of what's it?
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. And then it got me thinking, man, I wish so badly that that didn't happen. But I wish so badly that PlayStation did a design lab or that whatever it was called that Xbox did. Because all I want, one of the other reasons I wanted to fix these instead of just like, well, I'll buy another DualSense. And I've still got a white one that works. Noah actually just bought one of the red ones that he uses up here. One of the new ones. Hopefully he won't spill Coke on that. What I want so bad... is that damn PS1 style that Jim Ryan got.
Yeah.
I don't care about the covers and stuff. I just want a DualSense.
Well, now you know how to take them apart. You could probably make one.
You can.
Buy them like aftermarket and like switch the buttons and switch the face, you know.
You can. I found the buttons on Amazon. I haven't looked really for custom colored front and back plates, but I'm sure those are there too. I'm sure people... You can 3D print this also. You can just get gray whatever and you could 3D print this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People smarter than me could. But then I was like, ooh, let me look. Oh, no, what I did first was I looked online to see how much. Because I was like, I'm sure you can buy these custom made and stuff. You can on eBay for like $200. And I'm like, all you did was paint it. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So long way to say, I hope Sony eventually comes out with those PS1 style dual senses or they do a design lab of some sorts.
I feel like if they were ever going to do that, they would have by now. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just something they don't want to do for whatever reason.
I'm sure it doesn't make them any money to have to make all these different, like, I can't imagine Xbox made a lot of money on that.
Right.
But not everything has to be about money. Some things can just be cool. Just be cool, man. Just be cool. So, yeah. I don't know. That's it. Sean.
Yep.
We're going to talk about what we've been playing, what we have not been playing, and I'm getting closer and closer to wanting to just do it.
If Rebirth was maybe a month further out, I would have pulled the trigger by now.
Helldivers 2 has taken over everything, and this makes me so happy because in the world of PlayStation, we don't have a lot going on, as we'll talk about a little bit later. This isn't a first-party game, but it's a second-party game. It's an exclusive, and I assume after the way this launch has gone, Sony's going to buy them.
Yeah.
Like they did Housemarque and like they did Blue Point eventually. I think they're going to buy these guys, Arrowhead Studios. Helldivers 2 sold a million copies in less than a week, and it is quote-unquote blowing through estimates when it comes to their hopeful sales totals and stuff. That's awesome. As of today, it got up to a new high mark in Steam concurrence at over 400,000. Now, that's not even people playing on PlayStation. That's just people playing it on PC. It's now gone ahead of the highest concurrent total for Starfield, GTA 5, and Destiny 2. It's like number 24 all time.
I like to bebop and scat all over Starfield as much as anybody. But apples and oranges, it's not... I mean, I guess being multiplayer doesn't really matter other than, I don't know. But yeah, beating GTA 5 and Destiny, I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Hats off.
And also, it's that concurrent number is higher than the highest concurrent total for all of the PlayStation releases on PC combined. So God of War, Horizon... Sackboy,
but none of those were day and
Returnal.
Date.
None of them were day and date.
So, what day and date? Just say date.
Well, no, but same that date. Could just be Wednesday.
Day.
What Wednesday? Wednesday the 21st.
Yeah, if it's the same, if it's the same date, it's therefore already the same day.
Why is pre-order a word? You're just ordering it. Why do they call it Ovaltine, right? Is that what you're going to say?
You can say that about a lot of stuff. Why are you pre-boarding?
Why do you preheat the oven? You're heating the oven. You're boarding the plane. Pre-boarding. You can't pre-board.
You're just standing there, and then you board.
But I think some people get on as pre-boarding, don't they?
I'm pre-diabetic.
We all are. We're all pre-death.
Gosh.
So yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to give it a shout out because we haven't played it yet. I've been so close. When I see these clips, it's like, this is insane in a good way. If it did launch on PS Plus, if they would have launched this on PS Plus instead of Foam Stars, I would have been all over this.
Oh yeah.
And it's only $40.
I think
bucks,
it's a good thing they didn't.
I'm so glad they didn't. Good for them. Good for Sony. So yeah, I don't know. I know Chris has been playing it a lot. He's loving it. Who else? Dustin said he's loving it, right? In the Discord, I think he said. So, yeah. Helldivers has taken over. Just hasn't taken over our PlayStations yet. Maybe it will, but it probably will not. Sean.
Yes.
Have you played anything else other than what I got listed there?
Yes. But we'll start with this.
Okay. Sean forgot about this. I had forgotten about it too. I only knew it came out because if there's a game, especially a small game that's coming out that I think I want to play, but I might not remember it when it comes out, and it's actually on the PlayStation Store, I immediately hit the little heart so it goes to my wish list.
And then I never use that. I need to.
What it does, first off, if there's any games you're looking at, like the other Peppa Pig game, I still got to get the... Did you ever get the Bluey Platinum? We are slacking on our pimping. Turn it up. See, the money ain't a thing. I lost. It tells you when a game goes on sale. It tells you when a game is now available for purchase. Okay. Now, not every like announced indie game and stuff has a PlayStation Store page. Before
right,
it comes
before
out.
Launch.
This one did, and that pre-launch. Game before launch. Yeah, pre-launch. Don't say before launch, it's pre-launch. And that game is Lords of Exile. Now, what is Lords of Exile, you may ask? I will tell you. It is a straight up, and I can remember watching this once I showed once
when
you looked
it up.
When did
this get announced?
Sometime within the last year. I can't remember. Actually, I don't even know that it was. It might have been the last 6 months or something.
Oh, okay.
But it's an 8-bit Castlevania style game, and it is straight up Castlevania.
Yeah,
it is. It's Castlevania, but with a sword. It is. It's also straight up. It's almost more of a copy of Curse of the Moon.
Yeah, it's
and Curse of the Moon 2.
Yeah,
or Circle. Which was the Castlevania? Was Circle or Curse?
Curse. Ritual of the Night was the Symphony of the Night.
No. But I'm saying there was a Castlevania game called Something of the Moon. Was it Circle of the Moon? Or was it Curse of the Moon?
Circle of the Moon. Curse of the Moon is...
Is Bloodstained.
Bloodstained.
Okay. It's Bloodstained.
It's Bloodstained.
What up, John Tingley? Oh, yeah. I got a new toy. Oh. Hey, John. If I win our co-op competitive, not competitive stream, I get to keep the belt. If you win the non-co-op, you get to keep your own belt. It's great. I have not beaten it yet. I haven't played it since I was texting you. I got to the last... So there's 8 stages. This is a straight-up Nintendo throwback, like NES throwback. 8 stages. You just go through it. You play it. It's difficult, but not too difficult. I got to the final boss yesterday.
I thought it was pretty easy until the final level.
Yes. That's why I was so mad. Then, obviously, Nick went on and played it, and because we don't have quick resume like Xbox does, I'm going to have to start at the beginning of that level. Like, it doesn't save your progress in the middle of the level. So I'm going to have to go through those mini-bosses, the Wolverine guys and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They weren't that bad. They split into 3, and I was like, oh, no. You're dead. Okay. But, yeah, I really like it. The pixel art is... I would say it's good, not great.
I think it's fine. I mean, it can only be so good trying to do what you're doing.
Right.
Like, if you make it look too good, it's not going to look right. It's not going to look like an NES game anymore. So I had no problem with it.
Yeah. The soundtrack's awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got to the final boss. I got to the second phase of the final boss, and it was just, I can get through the first phase now without getting hit. The second phase, Sean gave me some tips on what to do. But it was so frustrating that I just turned it off and walked away. Now I got to do the whole level again. But yeah, Lords of Exile, Sean. Did you get the platinum yet?
I did.
You did the boss rush?
I did it this morning. It is so tough, and my heart has never raced.
Does it include the final boss, I assume?
8 bosses. I'm the 4th person to get the platinum, so I'm pretty far up there.
Well, that explains why there's no reviews out for this thing. They probably didn't even send this game out early.
I tweeted it, and this guy was like, wow, man, congrats, Carlos Azuaga. Oh, yeah, cool. I was like, yeah, the no damage boss thing really tested me. I was like, is this just like some guy? Owner of Squidbit Works. Like, so I wonder if he was searching. I wonder what people are saying about this game. Oh, he got the platinum. Good job. So I thought that was pretty cool. I liked it a lot. It was definitely a little buggy. More on that to come. Stage 5, for anybody that is going to play this game, you start outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Stage 5.
And then you go inside. Once you're inside, the third screen that you get to, I kept getting booted out. Like, the little thing would pop up, and then, hey, do you want to send a screenshot?
I always
whatever.
Send a screenshot in the video, and I'm like, does anyone look at this?
I have no idea. But it kept happening to me, and I was getting so frustrated because, I mean, the level wasn't particularly hard, and you can start the level and get back to that point in, like, a minute and a half, 2 minutes, maybe.
There we go.
But then I'm like, I don't understand what's causing the crash. Is it when I'm like hitting an enemy? I don't know. So what I tried doing, I was like, all right, maybe too much stuff is going on. I'm going to just go slowly. When an enemy spawns, I'm going to stop and I'm going to kill it. And I'm going to keep moving forward until the next enemy. And I'm like, I'm not going to let a bunch of enemies get on the screen. And then it still crashed. They said, okay, well, next time I'm just going to run through there. I don't care. And then it finally let me through. So you ride the elevator up, and then when you're at the next screen, I was trying to make a jump and somehow I missed and I fell, and it doesn't kill you, but it takes you back to the last screen. I'm like, oh, get back up there. I'm like, now it's gonna crash because I fell back, but it didn't. All in all, the game's relatively easy. until the final level. I thought the final level was tough. The part with like the moving platforms and all the spikes. Spikes are instant death, like a lot of games.
And then you've got like the fire snake things that are jumping out. You got to duck under them. Then you got to climb on the fence. And
the only thing control wise that bothered me sometimes, and it's always at the worst possible time, my double jump just doesn't work.
It does that for me too, but I think that's me being a little quick on the trigger.
The warthog boss, I notice it there a lot when you're hiding under it while it's doing the flames. Mm-hmm. And then I try to go out and jump onto that platform so you can... And I'm like, jump, get up there, jump. And then by that point, I've already got to start dodging the next attack. So I don't know. It was kind of annoying. Yeah, I got it. I beat the platinum. I beat it. I got the platinum. So I beat the game. After you beat it, the extras thing on the main menu unlocks. And that's where you can do boss rush, speed run,
second campaign.
Yeah. Last night, I think, while I was trying just to see what it would be like, I was trying the boss rush thing. And I paused, maybe crashed. That game crashed 3 or 4 times probably just by me pausing it. And I think the only times it happened from me pausing it was during the boss rush mode. So every time I'd like pause, I'm like, God, please don't crash. Okay, good.
Because you need to pause in a boss rush to just collect your senses, think about, okay, this boss does this. I got to do this, then that. Okay.
So last night when that happened, I'm like, ugh. I go back in, and it was as if I hadn't beaten the game. I still had my save file, but I was at the beginning of level 8. I no longer had the extras menu. So I'm like,
the heck? Ugh.
I'm like, I know I can beat it again, but I'm just like, I'm done. So, and then this morning, I'm like, all right, fine. I'm going to play it. I'll get back through. Let me actually put some effort into the boss rush thing. So I beat it. Not too much problem. Then I just backed my save up onto PS Plus, whatever it's called. Cloud? PS Cloud?
PS Plus Cloud saves? Yeah, I don't know.
Just in case. Okay.
You backed it up to the cloud, Grandpa.
To the cloud. But yeah. I got to where I was beating. So first of all, have you looked at all the trophies?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not spoiling anything. Don't worry if anybody's going to play again.
I don't think anybody's going
to care. There's a second character you can unlock.
Right.
One of the trophies is to beat the game with said character. I started doing the boss rush with...
Oh, you can do it with either character.
Gregor, I don't know, what's the main guy's name?
Gabriel.
Gabriel, that was close. And I was getting, once I got into rhythm, I was getting through 4, maybe 5 bosses pretty routinely. 6 and 7, I think, are the hardest. Harder than the final boss. Maybe not harder, but harder to beat without, just because there's so much random crap that can happen.
I can't remember, what was 6 and 7? Was one of them the pig?
No, five is the pig. 6 is the weird like blob thing that's just kind of in the background and it's shooting blobs out. 7 is the guy who just kind of floats around, but then he like spawns little enemies that fly at you. When I beat
it, wolves and stuff. Yeah.
When I beat it, I got to that one. I think it was the first time I ever got to the 7th boss. No, it was the second time I'd ever gotten to the 7th boss, with my no hit intact. And I like jumped to try to hit him, and I saw a thing like spawn and then disappear. I'm like looking at my life bar. I'm like, okay, I guess I hit, like, I must have hit him. Like, he was on top of me as I was swinging, and he just like popped up and got hit. And I'm like, oh my God, but I'm too afraid to pause it, so I just like got to keep going. I'm like, I don't think that hit me. I've still got full health. But,
you just,
oh my
made
God,
my heart just go crazy.
It was terrifying. So then I got to the final boss. I'm like, all right, I've done this boss more than, well, no, at that point I'd played the first 5 bosses
probably
20 times. But like, I was pretty confident with beating the final boss. I'm like, I just have to do it. And the first time I got to the final boss,
I did it without getting hit.
Yeah.
I
ended up beating it with Lydia, I can't remember, Lyria or something.
That sounds right.
I think that was easier. Her deal, she is
Does
like
she have a whip?
No, it's a long range. She's throwing like ninja stars, basically. She's like So they go across the screen.
So she's like Shinobi.
So that's nice. But like when there's like flying stuff,
you can't hit them.
It's yeah. So I think it maybe made 6 and 7 maybe a little bit harder, but it made 1 through 5 easier and faster. So
does
I don't
she
know.
Jump the same and everything? Have all the faster. Same power ups?
So okay. She's a lot faster. She cannot do the slide, but she's like
she
constantly
moves fast.
Running.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I'm glad I got the platinum. I think you could do it, but it's this weird balance of you've got to stick with it because you've got to learn the patterns and you've got to just kind of. It'll
Except
be
defeat.
It'll be like those things, like what was like the shooting
God of War stuff.
What was Lily Mo, the shooter?
Hebraxia. The speedrun thing.
It's one of those things where you just kind of like
you just become that's how
one
I beat the Valkyrie Queen all those years ago. Yeah.
Exactly. So you'll get to that point eventually, but the issue is you have to balance that with not getting just tilted and just frustrated. And if you want to take a break to cool down, you're going to lose some of
the muscle
rhythm. Pain. Yeah, and so it's this weird balance, but I think you can do it. I guarantee you, you could beat every single one of those bosses without getting hit. It's just a matter of putting it all together in one run. I think you could do it. It took me, I don't even count last night because I barely did anything, but it was this morning that I'm like, I'm sitting down and I'm going to do it. And it took me probably 3 hours, but I eventually got it.
I don't know if I can do
it. It's doable. I think you need to give it a shot.
Yeah.
But anyways, what I was going to say, I think it's easier. I mean, you can see which play style suits you better. I think it's easier with her. But I don't know. It almost seems like maybe trying it at first with Gabriel helped just to like learn the patterns and see how to fight. And then once you use her, you're like, ooh, but now I can get a lot of more hits. When usually when I'm just standing back here dodging projectiles, now
you're
I can
like,
beat
well,
her.
You're like, well, I don't want to waste
hit,
my sword.
Hit. So I think it's easier with her, but I don't know, it may be better to start with him just because it's a little bit more difficult, and I think it'll help you learn how to fight better. I don't know, but I think you should give it a try.
I'll give it a try, but...
So yeah, I beat that, and then I'm looking for something else to play.
Well, hold on. I got more thoughts.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I like how... Wait, so did you say... Does she get all the same power-ups? Or do you start her campaign with all those power-ups, or do you get everything after every level?
With her, you start... Okay, so in the boss rush, you have fully powered-up Gabriel.
Okay.
You've got the longer sword, the double jump, all that stuff. With her, I had no idea, because I had never played the campaign.
Okay.
Once I played her campaign, the only thing you get during the campaign is you get... The first upgrade, where you, with him, you get the little shadow thing that can blow
goes
the bricks.
Goes through walls and stuff, yeah.
With her, it's just like, yeah, you got a better weapon now that can now break those bricks. And they're, and it's more powerful.
Does she have a double jump?
Yeah. Okay, but you
I
have that,
say.
Yeah. So you've got that.
Okay.
You basically start fully powered up with her, except that lets you break those bricks, and it's supposedly a little bit more powerful. And it's just your new weapon. You don't
what
have to charge it.
What does she do for the grapple hook thing?
She can just double jump, and she's fast, so she can clear
that
bigger.
Makes sense. Okay. But yeah, I like that. So after every level you beat, you get a power up. Like you get a familiar that can go with you and do special things. You get your double jump, you get a bigger sword, you get a more powerful sword, you get extra stuff. Like you get the shields that go around you. It's really cool. I like it. I don't like that I can't get, you can't pick up the boomerang sickle things unless you buy them, right?
The like the homing ones?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen them out.
No, I got one once. How did I get that? I got it, but it was in a weird... Maybe it was like hidden in a block.
I'm glad...
I don't think it's a normal pickup. I think I only got it once, and I never bought it.
There's not a trophy for getting all the secrets, is there?
No, you just have to find one.
I found the first one, and I was like, oh, this looks... And I did a downward thrust in the first level, and it's like, bling, here's gold, and I got the trophy. I was like, all right, cool. I guess that takes care of that. Really like it. Oh, I like that we didn't say this. So that you don't have lives or continues.
That's nice, yeah.
That's what... So there is knockback in this, but I like that when you jump, you're not just, well... But when
you got
back,
a little control
you've
got compared
control.
To Castlevania. Yeah.
But you think back to Castlevania, that's real life. You can't... Once you jump,
or you
if
can't
you're
jump,
a person,
whoa.
You can't, like, go... Hey, Bart. Brent, do the jelly roll. But yeah, not having lives or continues helps a lot. It makes it less frustrating. If I would have, I wouldn't have even beaten this game. If you got three lives and then you start from the beginning, I'd have been like, nah.
Yeah, I mean, when I say it's easy, a lot of it is because of that. There's like, every time you get to a new screen, it's like a new checkpoint.
I was going to say, the checkpoints are great. Yep.
Yeah.
But it's really good. So I would say, I mean, it's not like game of the year. It's a 7 out of 10, whatever. But like for what it's trying to be, it's a 10 out of 10 as far as the NES Castlevania game. But this is why review scores are so stupid. Like,
right.
It's probably overall a 7, 7.5. I don't know. It's a good game. But yeah, I don't know. I really like it. If you like old school, you like pixel art, you like Castlevania game. Oh, I don't think we ever said this. When I say Castlevania, I mean 1 and 3, not 2.
Yeah.
But then there is that other game that's the Castlevania 2 game.
Infernax.
No. Oh. There's another one coming out.
Oh, there's a new one?
Remember, it's like the Misadventures of Simon Quest or something like that? It is. No, it is. It's something stupid. They like the Transylvanian Adventure, the story of Simon Quest or something like that. Look it up. Just look up the Transylvanian Adventure game and it'll tell you the whole title. Didn't you look at this? You watched the trailer.
The Transylvania Adventure of Simon Quest.
I got it. It's awesome. So they've got the parts. They're trying to resurrect unnamed vampire. But look,
this is like
it is straight up Castlevania.
It's literally just Castlevania.
Yeah. But that's not out till next year.
But if this is more Infernax than Castlevania 2. I might be in.
I think I'm in because you can't.
Oh, there's a map.
I think
that must just be like a visual.
Yeah, world. I think if Castlevania 2 were to come out now, new, it would be like Infernax. It wouldn't be like Castlevania 2.
Okay, well,
that's sweet.
It does look pretty cool.
But yes, I don't know if the game's...
Oh, and you can pet the dog.
He is speaking the truth. Damn right it was. I think it's also. I wonder if this game even ends up coming out or if it comes out under a different name or something, but you are like saying, come on, Konami, let's go.
It even looks like the same sprite.
Yeah,
like,
the Transylvanian Adventure of Simon Quest is just one of the most hilarious things I've ever heard in my life.
Hmm.
And the music is obviously awesome for that too. So yeah, it is awesome. Lords of Exile, definitely recommend if you like those type of games. Sean, you've played something else. I have not.
Well, so then I was looking at, I'm like, what do I want to play? I can't be anything too crazy because the Rebirth is coming. So I started looking. I'm like, man, it's been a while it hasn't been a while, but since Prince of Persia. I'm like, let's look into Metroidvanias. So I do.
Oh,
I
thought you were going to say you fired up the PS4 version.
No, like I do my periodic.
I gotta get back to that.
Best PlayStation Metroidvanias. Yeah. I'm like, let's see what's on there. Maybe something will catch my eye. And what I kept seeing, and I just never pulled the trigger, is Guacamelee. Mm. Also, I didn't realize until today that the same people that made that made Dream Nobody Box. Saves the World.
Yep.
So I'm like, that also made me feel a little better.
That
like,
art
okay.
style is awesome. I've only played Guacamelee. I think
so.
I
Guacamelee 2 was on sale for $5.
Okay.
Guacamelee was like $3 or something. It sounds like 2 is definitely the better game. But I'm like, I don't think I need to start with 1. So I bought 2. I love it. It's as soon as I started playing it, I'm like, okay, this is good. Now I love it, and I did not want to put it down. So, yeah, Guacamelee 2 seems awesome. If I finish it and it's as amazing as it's started so far, I'll probably go back and play the first one at some point. But
have you looked at the trophies for that?
Yeah, I'm already kind of regretting it. There's nothing missable, okay. So that's good. It says recommended 2 playthroughs, but you can do it in 1. Basically, when you beat it, when you beat it, you unlock hard mode. You had to beat it on hard mode.
Well, then there's...
But there is a way you can do...
I have heard of that.
I've heard of that. Yeah. I think I added that. I think that's on PS Plus, but I don't think I ever played it. You can do... It literally might be the Konami code. I don't know. But there's some code you can do to unlock hard mode from the beginning.
Okay.
And you could just do hard mode on your first playthrough, but a lot of people were like, don't do it. Like, it's, you might save a little bit of time. I don't know what makes it hard. I don't know if the enemies just have more health, right, do more damage or what, but so they're like, it probably won't even really save you that much time trying to do your first playthrough on hard. I think it's like that Death's Door where I'm like, I'm going to do it on, I'm going to play with the umbrella the whole time. Yeah. It probably didn't really save me much time than, you know, just playing it normally and then going back and doing a second one with the umbrella. So I'm doing two playthroughs, but yeah, there's no, nothing missable or anything. So I like that. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love it.
It's on PS Plus Extra. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, we actually got some stuff to talk about. You want to get to the news of the week?
Let's do it.
All right, we are back. Xbox, been a lot in the news. It's been in the news a lot. Lots of rumors. Phil Spencer's got a lot of problems with you people. Let's just get to it. This is hilarious. IGN did a good summary. So if you've been under a rock, Xbox was rumored to be going third party, or Microsoft's been rumored to be going third party. They're making new hardware. They're not. They're getting out of the hardware business. They're not. Lots of rumors going around. They finally said, whoa, okay. We hear you. We're going to have a podcast to tell you everything you need to know. IGN did a good summary of this. Let's go through it. Xbox revealed its, quote, vision for the future today, or last week, in a podcast featuring executives Phil Spencer, Sarah Bond, and Matt Booty, who did their best to articulate the path forward for the platform amid reports of plans to embrace a third-party publishing strategy. The biggest news was Xbox's confirmation that four games will indeed be going multi-platform. Spencer declined to name the game, saying only, quote, the teams that are building those games have announced plans that are not too far away. As we know, games teams put a lot of energy into their announcements and partners. What? So I don't want to take anything away from those teams, so I won't be talking about the title specifically, but I think when they come out, it'll make sense. Asked whether Indiana Jones and Starfield will be among the games going multi-platform, Spencer said they are not. Now, what he's saying there is they are not these four games. Keep that in mind with what I've been saying about Phil Spencer for like 6 years now. As for the four games that will be going multi-platform, The Verge reports that they will be Hi-Fi Rush, Pentiment, Sea of Thieves, and Grounded. Xbox Wire post reads, quote, to ensure the long-term success for both Xbox and the industry as a whole, we must continue to evolve. Today, we announced that we will expand the communities we reach. We are currently in the process of bringing four Xbox games to other platforms. These are titles which have been available to Xbox players for at least a year, including hidden gems that deserve to be experienced more widely, and live service games whose communities will benefit from welcoming even more players. We will share more details on these titles soon, end quote. The update also confirmed that Diablo 4 will be coming to Game Pass on March 28th, with this being, quote, only the beginning, end quote, for Activision Blizzard games on the service. Fans have been waiting for Activision Blizzard to arrive on Game Pass since the deal closed last year, with Spencer chalking up the delay to, quote, regulatory challenges, end quote. Xbox also reaffirmed its commitment to the service, saying that, quote, Game Pass will continue to only be available on Xbox platforms and will have all first-party games available on day one. Remember, the Microsoft CFO said we're trying to get Game Pass everywhere they'll have us. But sure, Phil, you know more than the CFO of the company does. On the console front, Xbox confirmed that it's working on a next-gen console and that it will be, quote, why do people keep saying this? The largest technical leap you will have ever seen in a hardware generation, end quote. It also appeared to tease new hardware for this holiday. Xbox tweeted, Xbox hardware will also continue to be a flagship experience for players and for game developers to launch games on with a robust and innovative multi-year hardware roadmap, including more console and controller options for you this holiday, they tweeted. Rumors include a dedicated handheld device similar to the Steam Deck, as well as a digital-only Xbox. Great idea. Again, like we talked about the rumors about another PlayStation handheld coming. Fantastic idea. Even if it just plays Xbox One games, fantastic idea. They should do it. Sony should do it. Yep. Good on them if that's true. Blah, 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 blah. That's pretty much it. So, Sean.
Yep.
To me, this was kind of much ado about nothing, and it was a lot of Phil Spencer being Phil Spencer. So, let's sum everything up. Four games are going multi-platform for now. Those are rumored to be, not rumored, they are. They just haven't been confirmed yet. Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves, Pentiment, and Grounded. Sarah Bond, in all her infinite wisdom, said that the next console will, quote, be the largest technical leap you will have ever seen, end quote. Diablo 4 is coming to Game Pass. It'll be the first ABK game available on Game Pass. They revealed that they have 34 million Game Pass subscriptions, which does include Core. But now, if you have Game Pass Core, you don't get Diablo 4. Core, you get no 4. Phil also said in an interview with The Verge that Helldivers 2 not being on Xbox, quote, isn't helping the games industry, end quote. There are rumors also going around that Xbox may be releasing the next Microsoft Flight Simulator and the next Doom on rivals consoles. Also, they did announce that an Xbox showcase is coming in June. Where do you want to start, Sean?
At the top.
Okay, go for it.
I don't remember what Pentiment is.
Phil Spencer saying Helldivers 2 should come to Xbox was rich. It is extremely rich. It is hilarious.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Pentiment is some kind of a role-playing game. Okay. That's supposed to be really, really good.
I'm looking forward to Hi-Fi Rush and Grounded.
Grounded looked cool.
Yeah.
See, to me, I forgot that game ever even came out of Early Access. I didn't remember that it was actually officially released until all this stuff happened, but...
So I'm looking forward to those. I may check it out, see if Thieves and Pentiment. I don't know. But like Hi-Fi Rush and Grounded, I'm probably in for. Largest technical leap you will have ever seen. No. It's not. Like anything that is within the realm of possibility right now, even if it's that, it still wouldn't be. Like... you have to say it. You can't say it'll be a marginal increase. Like you have to say that, but no, it's not.
But it's ridiculous. Now, like, think of it's not 1-to-1, but think of like the Atari 2600. I know there was a 5200 and 7800, but think of like the Atari 2600. That's what everybody had. Think of that to the NES. Holy crap!
Yeah.
Now think of the NES
to the Super NES.
To the Super NES.
Super NES
to the
Genesis, to, you know what I mean? PlayStation.
Super NES to N64 and PlayStation. And then PlayStation 1 to PlayStation 2. And then PlayStation 2 to PlayStation 3 when we went into the HD era.
I want to know, if you could talk to Sarah Bond right now, I would say, would you say currently the Xbox One to the Series X is the current largest technical leap in a generation ever? And if she says yes, then she's full of it. And if she says no, then, okay, well, then why would you ever think the next one would be? So, I mean, it's just, it's not true.
The only thing I can think of is it's going to have a billion teraflops. It's like, okay, but the game still looked the way
it
looked.
I mean, we've already proven teraflops don't matter.
They don't mean anything. They don't mean anything. Like, yeah.
Diablo 4, whatever.
I will say this. Diablo 4 coming to Game Pass, that might be something that I turn my Xbox on to at least try. Like I was saying in the Discord, like I got Diablo 3 for Christmas one year and I liked it, but then I played another game I got for Christmas and I just never went back to it. I just don't know. I want to like Diablo for some reason. I don't know why. So I do want to give that a chance.
Yeah. 34 million Game Pass subs. I mean, I don't even know what to make of that. I guess that's good. But like on average, how much is that getting them a month? $10 a month, $15 a month? Like,
so 15, I think I would probably call it on average, I would call it 15, because I think Game Pass Ultimate now is 17. Game Pass regular game, not core, but whatever Game Pass non-core is like $11.99. And I think more people have you know what I mean? So I think it would bring the average up probably around $15 a month.
So I mean, that's $6 billion. Roughly $6 billion a year from Game Pass. Now, that's a lot of money, but like when you have almost no.
You're not selling any of your games.
Yeah, like I feel like that.
And you spent $70 billion on Activision.
Right, yeah. Yeah, even if that was $6 billion of profit, not revenue. 11 and a half years till you break even just on that one deal. And I want to know how many Game Pass subs there were before the deal. 32? Like, did that get you an extra 2 million? Like,
so I think the last time they gave an update, it was 2 years ago, and I think it was like 23 or 24 million. So they're not, and I think it was somewhere in the court documents that they hope to be at 50 million by now. They ain't even close. Yeah.
I don't know. Do we know how many PS Plus memberships there are?
40 something.
Whoops.
And Game Pass.
I mean,
but I mean, I get it. There's a lot more PlayStations out there than Xboxes.
But you don't even need to have an Xbox to have Game Pass.
That's true. You can have a PC, yeah.
So,
oh, they said PC. I was wrong in the Discord when James was talking about Starfield was on Game Pass, so you can't really go for that Steam concurrent. He's right, because I said, well, I would think Steam is a bigger deal on PC than Game Pass. They said in this that Game Pass on PC Game Pass has been the biggest driver of growth.
Really?
For Game Pass subs.
So PlayStation is getting, and I don't know, maybe it's not $15 a month. Maybe it's like $10 a month on average, less, but like probably about the same revenue wise. I mean, $500 million a month compared to $600 million a month. Rough figures. I mean, it's not that much of a difference.
But you're buying Sony's their games overhead, for $70.
Yeah, Sony's overhead is way lower, and people are still buying their games.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Helldivers 2 not being on Xbox isn't helping the game industry. Okay, I mean,
why you're, didn't you you're put upset. Halo Infinite on PlayStation then, Phil?
Right.
You're not helping the games industry.
If Helldivers 2 didn't turn out to be a hit, he wouldn't have said it. He's upset that, hey, this game turned out to be really good. Well, I want it to be on Xbox. Like, shut up. Give us indie. Give us all these. Like,
you're so full. He is so. I don't understand why anyone likes this guy. He is so full of crap. Like I just said, why didn't you put Halo in? You're saying this because you're losing.
Right.
You're releasing these games on Switch and PlayStation because you're losing. You're getting your ass kicked. So don't go out there and say PlayStation, it's not good for the games industry that this isn't on Xbox. Shut up. That is such a loser statement to make. It is just ridiculous.
Flight Sim and Doom on Rivals, meh. And
Doom was always going to come out on PlayStation.
Yeah. Flight Simulator, I don't know if I believe that. A game called Microsoft
Flight Simulator, yeah. I don't know that I believe that. Maybe
if
a
it
year
did,
it comes out.
That could be cool, maybe. I don't know. Put it on like PSVR 2. Like, I don't know. That could be cool.
It was one of those I wanted to try on Game Pass, but then it was like 140 gigs, and I was like, that's like my whole hard drive on this Series S. So,
no.
I never tried it.
I don't know.
I think it was Destin Laguerre put up a tweet that was like, it was like 4.5 minutes or something summarizing all the important things from the podcast. And I was like, I want people to save this video and everything this jackass is saying in there, because he has talked out of both sides of his mouth at least ever since the Bethesda ZeniMax thing went through.
Yeah.
He's been full of crap. We've seen in the emails that Todd Howard was like, what the hell? Why do they get to put games everywhere and we don't? Like, I think Nick just died in Rainbow Six Siege, if I'm going out on a limb.
Ares.
It is, it's like he talks at like basically like, and like I said about when it comes to Starfield and Indy, they're like, are those these four games? No, they're not these four games.
Right.
But like, how do you not ask a follow-up and be like, do you have plans in the next year or so to release Indiana Jones and Starfield? And he would just say, not at this time.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. It's this was a lot. I will say this. I'm glad Xbox is not getting out of the gaming business. I'm glad they're not getting out of the hardware business. You have to have competition, because honestly, Nintendo is not competition for Sony. Sony is not competition for Nintendo. They are playing two. One's playing basketball, one's playing football. They are two completely different games. It's Xbox and PlayStation that are going to force each other to be better. So I'm glad they're staying in it. I am interested, this whole, no matter what we think about her BS statement about the largest technical leap you've ever seen in gaming, are they going to pull an Xbox 360 and start the new generation before the PS6 does? Because remember, PS6 is supposed to be coming out in 2028. Or, like, I don't... this Sarah Bond, every time she says something, it's just completely mind-blowing.
What is her
stupid. She's
title?
Something in the Xbox brand. I don't remember.
Fair enough.
She's some kind of, like... She's not marketing or something. She's some kind of VP there. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Let me see here. None of these four games do anything for me. I think Hi-Fi Rush looks cool. Grounded always looked cool. I'm not gonna pay for these games. If you're a patron, you'll be able to see what games we would pay for. Tease. But we'll talk more about that in our bonus episode. But yeah, I don't have a lot more to say here. It's just, this was a lot of hand-wringing, and it was a lot of drama, and it was a lot of fanboy stuff over the last week and a half or whatever it was before.
And why do you react to all that by saying, we're going to put out a podcast next week? Like, just get out in front of us and say, that's not true. None of this is true. Like,
well, because it was true.
Well, I mean, it kind of was true. Right. But well, not I think to the
it's
level
all true.
That...
I think it's all true. I think Starfield is going to come to PlayStation. I think Indie will come to PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. All of it.
All of it. But it's like, I think it was James said in the Discord, or it could have been somebody else. I can't remember. I think it was James, though. Like, this podcast, this could have been an email. It's like the whole, this meeting could have been an email. This podcast could have been.
This could have been a tweet.
This could have just been a blog post. Like, yeah. I don't know. But good for Xbox. I'm glad they're not getting out of the game. We need them in the game. They just need to get rid of Phil Spencer because he's a jackass. It seems like I talk about him like he's with Nerd 901 or something. And I don't feel that way about him. I just feel like the guy has good intentions. And obviously he turned Xbox around after Don Matrick screwed them to high hell, heaven, whatever, low hell to high heaven with the Xbox One reveal and Kinect and cable TV and like, what are we doing? And Sony's like, here's how you share games with us. Thank you. I don't know. It is what it is. All right, next up. So some good news from Xbox, some concerning news from PlayStation, I will say. This comes from Video Games Chronicle. Sony says it expects...
You made expects like five syllables. Yeah.
Sony said it expects PlayStation 5 hardware sales to, quote, gradually decline during its next fiscal year, which runs from April 2024 to March 2025. And confirmed it plans to release, quote, no major existing franchise titles during that 12-month period. In the company's financial results from the 3 months ended December 31st, 2023, Sony Gaming Division reported another record quarter in terms of revenue, with PS5 sales now reaching $54.7 million, but lowered its sales forecast for the year after it fell behind its lofty hardware target. SIE had set an ambitious sales target of 25 million PS5s for the year ending March 2024, I think that should have been March 2025. However, in the last quarter, it sold 8.2 million consoles, bringing the total for the year to 16.4 million. The company said it now expects to fall short of its original target by 4 million units at 21 million. That's a big miss. That is a big miss. Regarding PS5 hardware... Oh, sorry. Quote.
Wait. In the latest quarter, it sold 8.2 million... And that was half of what they did for the year?
I did mean 2024. It's 2024 now. I'm an idiot. But so that quarter included the holidays.
I mean, I guess, but like...
So if they could only sell 8.2 million then, there's no way they're going to sell 9 million in the first part of this year.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get them not making it to 25 if you're only at 16 after the holidays, but it's weird that... Yeah.
Regarding PS5 hardware, which will enter its fifth year since launch, said Sony President, COO, and CFO Hiroki Totoki. Partially due to entering the latter half of the console cycle, people completely took that quote. They took that quote instead of saying the latter half to make it say the latter stages. Like PS5 was almost done.
Right.
We're aiming to optimize sales with a greater emphasis on balance with profits. So we expect a gradual decline in unit sales from next fiscal year onwards. Regarding first-party software, we aim to continue to focus on producing high-quality productions and producing live service games. But while major projects are currently under development, we do not plan to release any new major existing franchise titles next fiscal year like God of War Ragnarok and Spider-Man 2, end quote. In software, Sony highlighted Marvel Spider-Man 2, which it said has now sold 10 million units. The Spider-Man series has now sold through more than 50 million copies across PC and console. PlayStation Network monthly active users reached a record high of 123 million, up 11 million year on year. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That means more people are getting PS5s, but lots of people are still playing PS4. That's crazy. Sony says its monthly active users are estimated. The estimated total number of unique accounts that played games or used services on the PlayStation Network during the last month of the quarter. Software sales across PS4 and PS5 increased 3.2 million units year over year to 89.7 million. Digital software accounted for 66% of the quarterly game sales compared to 62% last year. So digital purchase... I get everything digitally now.
Yeah.
But just preload it? Just
load it.
Load it ahead of time? Well, that is a pre... No, you're loading it.
They just don't let you play it until...
Right. Stop, Kevin. Sony launched a new PS5 Slim model in November. Once inventory of the launch model has sold out, the Slim console will become the only one available. It was also recently claimed that Sony is planning a PS5 Pro console in late 2024, and it will feature some kind of proprietary DLSS-like solution.
What does that mean?
Direct laser synchronizing shit.
So what does that mean?
It's AI upscale is what it means. I thought you were being funny.
No.
Okay, it's AI upscaling to get, like, from... checkerboard 4K or whatever they say it up to, like, using AI to get it up to a real 4K signal. So I think it's what it's going to be is that you can going to play a lot more games at 4K at 4K 60 through this DLSS technology.
Okay.
And there's rumors that the Switch 2 is going to have that as well.
Oh.
To make it look better on the TV and stuff. So summary, we're not getting any major franchise releases before March of 2025. PS5's at 54.7 million units sold. It is beating Xbox 2-1. It said that somebody said, oh, it was a Take-Two call where they said, oh, there's 77 million Generation 9 consoles out there. It's like, oh, okay, so 54.7, ugh. So they're beating Xbox by more than 2-1. PS5 growth has most likely peaked. It will be on a gradual decline going forward. Also, not in here, but I did read in another thing. Sony's value dropped by $10 billion after their disappointing PlayStation financial results. Now, of course, it's the stock market. That could go up by, you know, it doesn't really mean anything. But there's a lot of numbers and stuff. It's cool that it sold 55 million. Now I think we know why they have been so silent.
But deadly.
They're killing Microsoft, so yeah.
Yeah.
We're not getting any games that we know of from first party in the next year.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I think this goes back to the whole AAA gaming.
It's unsustainable.
I don't know what we do.
Yeah.
Subscription services are not the answer.
No.
Game Pass is great for like AA and stuff. If you want to flood it with new AA, single A type games, fine. But your God of Wars and your Last of Us's and
your quadruple Ghost A's.
Did you see that Skull and Bones, Ubisoft had the nerve to say that it's a quadruple A game? I don't like this. But again, I think this is why Sony's been so quiet. They don't have anything to show.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. Taking just a qualitative look, it does seem kind of disappointing because we don't have any big first party titles coming. But like, outselling Xbox 2-1, selling 55 million, I mean, these seem like good numbers. I don't understand this. I mean, again, if you projected for this and you hit this, that's not good. Right. But like, to me, it still seems pretty good. But
and I think we all had to think that like the PS4 hitting whatever it did, 120 million, whatever it was, that was going to be pretty damn tough for PS5 to top.
Yeah.
They're halfway through the life cycle, give or take. And they've sold 55 million units. They're on track to still sell 100 million of this thing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm kind of like, when it comes to the whole there's no first party games thing. Because, yeah, there's not. That's why we get a system is for the exclusives.
But it also said no existing titles.
Correct.
That could mean a lot of stuff.
But it means we're not getting Uncharted 5. We're not getting Ghost 2, whatever they're going to call that. Ghost of Nagasaki, whatever. I think I said that last time, too. We're not getting the Venom game before March. We're not getting Wolverine before March. Like, a lot of stuff we pretty much knew. But, like, it's just weird. But then also, like, we got Final Fantasy VII Rebirth coming. Silent Hill 2 is coming. That's a console exclusive for a year. I just spoiled that in the wrap-up, but whatever. We've got lots of games. We've got Rise of the Ronin. We've got Stellar Blade. Like, there's exclusives coming, and that's why Sony...
Helldivers 2 kind of came out of nowhere. I mean... That doesn't mean we're not going to have anything to play, but
awesome,
it's a little
disappointing. Don't get your hopes up for new IP. I'm sure they're all just working on sequels and we're not going to get anything, but we'll see. And then the last item here on the news list, just a quick update here on Nintendo sales figures because they continue to blow my mind. This is as of December 31st. The Switch is now up to 139.36 million units sold.
That is insane.
I think the PS2 got to 150 or right around there. It's going to beat the PS2. This is going to be the number one selling console of all time, period. Like, it has now left PS4 in the dust.
But is it a console or is it a handheld?
It's a console.
Why?
Because you can play it on the TV. Could you dock your 3DS?
You could plug an HDMI cable into it, probably.
And no, you can't.
Well, okay, maybe not, a 3DS.
That's why we couldn't capture games on it.
I don't know.
But it's
I'd like to see it pass
the DS. I think the DS was at like 154 million.
I thought it was even higher than that.
Okay. I think it was 150 something.
Then, yeah, it may end up the number one anything.
But yeah, 139.36. They also released updated software totals for their games. Mario Kart 8, now over 60 million.
This
is just Deluxe. No, this is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. This is not counting the five or six that they sold on the Wii U. Yeah.
Holy crap.
60.58 million. Animal Crossing New Horizons, 44.79 million.
And then I forgot that was just a Wii U game. Yeah. So that's probably 95% of the sales.
And then a big drop down to Super Smash Ultimate. It's funny that I can say a big drop, and they still sold 33.75 million copies of that game.
Yeah.
Breath of the Wild, 31.61 million. Mario Odyssey in at number 5, 27.65 million. It still blows my mind that that never overtook Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, Zelda outsold Mario.
Yeah. It had a six-month head start, five-month head start, whatever. But over the lifetime, that's nothing. Like,
yeah.
I thought for sure Odyssey would have overtaken it. Pokemon Sword and Shield, 26.1 million. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, 24.3 million. Super Mario Party, 20.34 million. Stupid Super Mario Party sells 20 million copies.
I mean, when there's 140 million Switches out there.
Just crazy to think, like, The Last of Us Part 2, no matter what I think of it, amazing game, 10 million copies. Super Mario Party sells 20 million. Now, I get it, Nintendo, it's a different user base and all that. I get it, but that's just crazy. Number 9, Tears of the Kingdom, up over 20 million to 20.28 million in less than a year.
Yeah.
In 9 months, actually. Not even, because this is as of December, so that's in like 7.5 months. 20.28 million.
Yeah, that's before the holidays, right?
Well, no, that's through December.
Oh, still, through December. Okay, well.
But still, I mean, it came out in May. That's just crazy. And then New Super Mario U Deluxe, 17.2 million. Also, this kind of broke this week, but I didn't feel like it needed to be its own story. We can just throw it in here. It looks like the Switch 2 is now not coming out until Q1 25.
I mean,
really?
I had a hard time believing it was coming out this year when we hadn't heard it. Anything about it.
I know,
it. I'm not really surprised, but it kind of sucks.
But Q1 does make sense because, I mean, the Switch came out in March of 17. So I assume this is now going to be March of 25.
Maybe, yeah.
But it sucks for me who drafted new 3D Mario not named Mario Odyssey 2 in our fantasy draft because I ain't getting that this year. If this is true.
So you can hold on to it for next year.
I can, but
it may get confirmed.
But by then, maybe it'll just be Mario Odyssey 2, and I'll be like, okay, well, I don't need that. We're not getting 2 3D Mario games in a year. But yeah, nothing really to add there. Switch is amazing and good on Nintendo. I'm so glad that they were in way more dire straits in the Wii U era than Xbox is right now.
Oh, yeah. And they turned it around and then some.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's it for the news, Sean. Let's get to the wrap up now. Speaking of Nintendo, a partner direct is confirmed to be coming this Wednesday. Now, what would be hilarious is if at this quote unquote partner direct, they reveal the Switch too. Like, maybe the partner is whoever's building the chips and stuff.
Yeah.
What?
I was just going to say, it made me think, and it's nothing really noteworthy, but I figured I'd check to see if you had it on here. You know, we just this past week passed 5 years since Silk Song was announced.
How do you crack yourself? If they didn't hear that, they're like, why is this idiot laughing? Did we really?
5 years, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I did see that. Did somebody send that in the Discord? Or maybe I saw it on Twitter.
I saw it on Twitter. Yeah. It's possible somebody put
it's
got
to come out this year. Otherwise, I have no chance. If it doesn't come out this year, damn it, I'm keeping it for next year. I don't care. Just it's got to come out at some point. Actually, now that you say that, I think we'll get a release date finally. Or at least a window. Fall 24.
At this thing?
Yeah. Because they announced it at a Nintendo Direct, I'm pretty sure.
Really? I hope so.
We'll see. Embracer, it was announced this week. By the way, when people say that EA is the most hated gaming company, and it's just like it is just because it was, and it just we think it forever will be, Embracer is the most hated company.
Yeah.
They canceled 29 unannounced games between July and December of last year. Because of ongoing restructuring efforts, they confirmed that they have cut 1,400 jobs. Oh, and there's more on the way.
Yikes.
Crazy. The DICE Awards were last week. I didn't watch it because I cannot stand to watch Greg Miller fillet himself. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Okay. But when it comes to the DICE Awards, Baldur's Gate 3 won Game of the Year. No surprise there. Spider-Man had the most wins. Spider-Man 2 had the most wins with 6. Again, good game. I don't... like, even at the Game Awards, which is fan-voted partially and all that stuff, I thought it was nominated for way too much stuff. The fact that it won 6 at the DICE... Because, like, the DICE Awards are, like, the real
industry,
awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But good for them. A teaser was released for EA Sports College Football, confirming that the game is coming back this September. I am so happy. Are you?
I mean, I probably won't get it.
I'm getting it.
Is it really that different? Like, is it just because it's been gone, and so you're just like, I miss it?
Well,
like,
and
do you really think it's going to be that much better, different, whatever? Than
what I read somewhere was that they're building this from the ground up. They're not just taking Madden and putting college uniforms on it.
Yeah.
So that's I hope that to be true. Although I don't hate Madden the way people hate Madden. You know, like, I get it every couple of years and I love it. I'm buying it day one. I cannot friggin' wait.
Yeah.
From Software has acquired the Elden Ring trademark away from Bandai Namco. Not a big deal, but kind of a big deal, because now From Software owns Elden Ring, which means if Sony or Microsoft or whoever, Tencent, were to buy them, they own Elden Ring.
Yeah.
That's
well,
big.
The price tag on them just went up.
Yes, it
did. By a lot.
That is correct. We got to assume Elden Ring 2 is going to happen at some point. Reports came out this past week that an Uncharted 1 remake is, quote, being considered by Sony.
I mean,
there was a lot of
talk. It needs a remake a lot more than Horizon did. And probably
Last
more than Last of Us did.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised, but like,
it's a 17-year-old game at this point. It doesn't seem like it should be. It came out in 07.
Wow.
That game 100% could use a remake, and I'd be all about it, because that game, Uncharted 2 and 3 are so freaking good. Uncharted 1 was fine, but
do you think an Uncharted 1 remake could make it the best Uncharted game?
No. It would be tough for me. Just Uncharted 4 is so perfect as an Uncharted game. The story,
you go, what, 4-2-3-1?
Yes.
If they do one and they make it the way they should. So, you know the story. I don't.
I don't think it...
What would the improved gameplay where... I mean, 4-2-1-3? Or do you think it would still be the 4th?
I think it would still be 4-2-3-1.
Really?
But that's because 4 is like a 10 out of 10. 2 is pretty close to a 10 out of 10. 3 is like a 9 to a 9.5. And 1 is like a 7. So, if you go from a 7 up to a 9, you're still probably in 4th place out of those games.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2 is getting their new game plus update with new suits and stuff March 7th. Like 6 months after it came out, like, everybody's moved on. Nobody's playing Spider-Man.
No.
Disney announced that they're investing $1.5 billion into Epic Games. So now we're going to just have Fortnite, just Disney, just man.
Mm-hmm.
Hideo Kojima did confirm that Mads Mikkelsen will not be in Death Stranding 2 on the beach. If you played the game, pretty much makes sense. His story was all tied up in the first one. I won't say anything else. As we alluded to earlier, Silent Hill 2 Remake is confirmed to be launching on PS5 and PC, and it will be a console exclusive for 1 year. They also said, director somebody came out and said, look, what you saw is not indicative of what the game's going to be at release. Like, that's what everybody says when people are disappointed when they see a game. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know how much I believe that. I still have hopes that they will get it right because it's too important of a game not to get it right. But we'll see. Star Wars Jedi Survivor won a Grammy for the best gaming score.
Is that something new this year?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we probably have this. If we go back to the wrap-up from a year ago, we probably announced something, won a Grammy for something. But I was like, okay, I didn't know that that was a category. Dead Cells developer Motion Twin has said that Dead Cells is officially finished. And they alluded in the tweet that they are not only working on a new game, but possibly more than one. So that's cool. Dead Cells is really cool. I want to play that Castlevania thing. Alan Wake 2 has sold 1.3 million copies. It's Remedy's fastest selling game ever, and Remedy confirmed that they will, quote, grow and expand the Alan Wake franchise in the future. Good for them. Especially good for them because it's such a weird game. Remember also, Sean, that game didn't have a physical release. It's digital only.
Which one?
So, Alan Wake 2. So you're not having people just go into Target and Walmart and buy it like for Christmas and stuff. You know what I mean?
I was going to put it on my Christmas list, and I couldn't find it. I'm like, oh, I guess it doesn't exist.
It exists. It's just not physically exists.
So last year was the first year they had that category. Okay. This year was Jedi Survivor.
Was last year, God of War?
Call of Duty, Ragnarok, Hogwarts, and Stray Gods, the role-playing musical.
What the frick? I don't know. Wait, Ragnarok was in... Oh, because the Grammys, their timing is so weird.
Last year, Valhalla won.
Huh.
Dawn of Ragnarok. Over Aliens, Fireteam Elite, Call of Duty Vanguard, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Old World.
Call of Duty got nominated back-to-back years for the best score? What are we talking about? Zelda wasn't nominated for that? Neither was Final Fantasy 16?
Nope.
What the hell are we talking about? What's on the burger? Persona 3 Reload sold 1 million copies in its first week. It is now Atlas's fastest selling game ever. I guess that means number 2 is now Crusader Ascenti.
Gotta be.
Grand Blue Fantasy Relink hit 1 million copies sold in 11 days. Good for them as well. Homeworld 3 has been delayed again, this time to May 13th. PS Plus extra games for February were announced, and they are Need for Speed Unbound. That came there pretty quickly. That's the weird, like, neon, like, spray paint, Need for Speed.
Yeah.
Weird. Outer Worlds, the Spacer's Choice Edition.
Okay, now which one is Outer Worlds and which one is Outer Wilds? One of them is just like a puzzle game, right?
I don't know, but I know Outer Worlds is by Oblivion, and it's Obsidian. No, Oblivion is one of the Skyrim games, Elder Scrolls games. It's some kind of like spacefaring RPG that's supposed to be really good.
Okay, so maybe Outer Wilds is just like a puzzle game?
Yeah. Tales of Arise, Tales of Zestiria, Ass Creed Valhalla, Lego Worlds, and Lego Jurassic World, along with a couple other games I'd never heard of.
I've never heard of Lego Worlds before, but it sounds Casey's like it's like Lego Minecraft?
Pretty much. Casey's
like, that
got
sounds
it on
pretty
Switch.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm probably too old for it, but like as a kid, I probably would have just been playing Minecraft, but that seems like a no-brainer. Like, I don't know how I had never heard of this before.
Yeah, we would have, if Minecraft came out when we were kids, we would have just
eaten it up.
Yes. And then the PS Plus games for February, PS Plus premium games for February were also announced, led by Resistance Retribution, Jet Moto 2, Tales of Symphonia, and Tales of Vesperia. Why are you releasing Resistance Retribution? Why are you doing this? Now, I think there's some people that say that, so this was the PSP Resistance game. It's supposed to be pretty damn good. Now, this is a third-person Resistance game. It's not first-person, I guess, because it was on the PSP. I think some people say it might be the best Resistance, so I'm happy that it's there. But all this does is make me go, where the hell is the trilogy?
Yeah.
And remember, in all those leaks about Insomniac, Resistance was not even mentioned one time.
Yeah.
So if we're going to get a trilogy, it's going to be Bluepoint or somebody doing it on the side. I don't know.
Are Tales all the same series, I guess? Yeah. Are they all... Is it just RPGs, or what are they?
They're all JRPGs. That's all I know about them. But the people that love them, love them.
Yeah.
That's it for episode 349 of the Two Player Co-op Podcast. Thank you all so much for being here. We will be back with episode 350. We will be back with a stream. I'll be talking better by that time, I hope.
Maybe.
I'm so tired. Do my eyes look tired? Do I have bags? I feel like I have bags.
I don't see bags.
You're just being a smartass. Your eyes look droopy, but I don't see bags. That's it for this episode. Sean, till the next time, go ahead and take us out.
Thank you for playing.